lives, I know who holds the future, no matter what happens today.
这几天除了神把我的老婆带回来以外，没有一件事情是顺利的。
These past couple of days, other than bringing my wife safely back, it seems like everything else was not going well.
电视坏了，车坏了，然后呢，昨天我试着报税，忘了存起来了。
The TV broke, the car broke down, and then when I was trying to file my taxes, I forgot to save my progress.
但是我知道谁掌管明天。
But I know who holds the future.
今天什么日子？
So what day is today?
今天是什么日子啊？
What day is today?
复活节。
It's Easter.
那我要问什么是复活节啊？
So I'd like to ask you, what is Easter?
我发现今天我们的主席把这个今天的这个都预测到了 Murphy's Law. OK, 好，什么是复活节？
What is Easter?
是，哎，还是不 work? 可能这个快没电了，得给我来换一个。是彩蛋。
Is it full of colorful eggs?
还是
？Or is it?
复活节，它我们在传统里面，我们看到是有彩蛋。
So in traditionally we see a lot of colorful eggs.
有复活节的兔子。
And they're Easter bunnies.
还有复活节的糖果。
And they're candy, of course.
然后发现今年听说，往年来讲的话，这个万圣节用的糖果是最大、最高量的。
Now, traditionally, on Halloween, the consumption of candy is the greatest.
今年感觉起来好像这个复活节用的这个糖果是最高的。
But maybe, perhaps this year, Easter has surpassed Halloween in the consumption of candy.
但是无论是复活节的彩蛋，不论是复活节的兔子，都跟复活节本身没有直接的关系。
But be it Easter eggs or Easter bunnies, they have nothing to do with Easter.
复活节的那些彩蛋、兔子，据说是从早在这个十五世纪的时候，是从这个德国那边传到美国这边来的。
Now this tradition of Easter bunnies and eggs, perhaps can be dated back to the 15th century in Germany.
是有一些民俗的这种活动的这种意义。
It's from their kind of tradition.Of the people.
那么到底什么是复活节呢？
So what is Easter?
帮我按一下，再下一个。
Next slide, please.
再下一个。OK. 所以复活节的信息其实只有一个。
And there's really only one message for Easter.
复活节的信息只有一个，那就是耶稣从死里复活了。
That is, Christ has resurrected from the dead.
而他的复活对于我们的信是一个明证。
And his resurrection is a proof of our faith.
在圣经当中记载了有七个死人复活的例子。
In the Bible, there are several accounts of people being raised from the dead.
应该说有九个，其实来第一有以利亚。 他使这个撒勒法的寡妇的儿子从死里复活。Elijah
has raised the son of the widow.
然后以利沙也复活了两个死人。Elisha
also was able to raise two persons from the dead.
耶稣复活了三个。And
Jesus was able to raise three people from the dead.
彼得跟保罗也各复活了一个。And
Peter and Paul each has risen one person.
但是这些呢都是肉身的，但暂时的。但是唯有耶稣基督的复活，他是战胜了死亡的复活。But
all these were temporary fleshly resurrection. Only Jesus was the eternal resurrection.
我们常常会用在这个复活节的时候，我们会用空坟墓来去说明耶稣复活。And
often in Easter, we'll use the empty tomb to describe his resurrection.
但是我想今天我想用一个机会来看看到底复活节对于我们有什么样的一个意义。But
today I'd like to take the opportunity to think about what meaning does Easter have for us.
Okay, 然后我们会看几段经文。And
we will look at several Bible passages.
我们先做一个祷告。Let's
pray.
现在天父我们感谢你,今天是复活节。Heavenly
Father, we thank you that today is Easter.
我们能够一起来这里庆祝，并且来纪念主，你从主死里复活。That
we can come together to celebrate and to remember that you were indeed risen from the dead.
愿主你与我们每一位同在，因为主你的复活让我们能够得到盼望。We
thank you that you are with us and that your resurrection gives us hope.
感谢主。Thank
you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Pray
in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
在圣经里面有提到一段经文，他说：“我当日所领受的，又传给你们的，第一就是耶基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。”We
see in the Bible in First Corinthians where it says, "For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures."
里面有两次提到照圣经所说。So
twice here it mentioned according to the scriptures.
我们知道整本圣经其实是预表耶稣。And
we know that the entire Bible foretells of Jesus.
他就是弥赛亚。And
he is the Messiah.
所以呢，那我们就今天就从我们的圣经当中，我们来看一看耶稣的复活，它应验了圣经当中的预言。And
today we'll look at how Jesus' resurrection fulfilled the prophecies in the Bible.
Okay. 在, 诗篇第16篇是一篇弥赛亚的诗篇。
Psalm 16 is a psalm of messianic message.
然后这篇诗篇里面呢，它有提到 第10节的经文，它讲到，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And here, especially in verse 10, it says, "For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay."
这篇诗篇虽然是大卫所作,
and even though it was written by David,
但是它里面所说的是在预表耶稣基督,
it's actually talking about Jesus.
因为毕竟来讲, 大卫他还是一个肉身, 他会被 这个灵魂被撇在阴间，也会在身体上面得到朽坏。And
because David is only has a fleshly body, and his body will indeed go under decay.
在耶稣基督复活之后，然后在五旬节圣灵降临的那天，也就是在使徒行传第二章里面。And
we later find in the second chapter of Acts on Pentecost.
那个彼得他站起来讲了一篇道。
Peter stood up and preached to the crowd.
我们知道耶稣基督的复活在三件事情上面，我们得到明证。
We know the three things that prove his resurrection.
他的空坟墓。
The empty tomb.
他的显现。
His appearing.
他在死后，在复活之后11次显现。
And after the resurrection, 11 times he appeared to his disciples.
首先是跟玛利亚他们就一些显现，有时然后之后跟门徒显现，最后一时之间向三百人显现。
First to Mary, and then to some of his disciples, and then to hundreds of people.
这都是圣经当中记载的。
These have been recorded in the Bible.
但是对我而言，感触最深的是第三件事。
But what touches me the most is the third thing.
是门徒的改变。
It's seen in the changes in the disciples.
我们在圣经当中处处可以看见，在四福音当中，所有这些门徒，他们胆怯，他们不信，他们愚顽。
We've seen in the four gospel books how fearful the disciples can be and how lack of faith they can be.
以主耶稣被挂在十字架上之后，门徒四散。
And when Jesus was nailed to the cross, all his disciples fled.
如果我们这样仔细想一想，如果我们今天所信的，我们所一直跟随的一个人，他被挂在十字架上面，仿佛无助的死去的时候，我们会不会觉得非常的恐怖？
Now let's think about this. If there's someone whom we follow was nailed to the cross and die a helpless death, would we also feel helpless?
彼得甚至说，咱们重操旧业去打鱼吧。
And even Peter said, let's go back to our old fishing business.
但是主耶稣显现了之后，当你打开这个使徒行传之后。
But after Jesus appeared to them after the resurrection, when we look at the book of Acts,
你看到的是这些使徒们，他们在各个地方蛮有能力，而且大胆地讲说主耶稣基督。
We see these disciples have been empowered to preach the gospel.
他们所讲的东西在世人的耳中是不太能够信的。
And what they were preaching seemed unbelievable in the eyes of the world.
比我们今天还不能信，因为在那个时候基督徒不多，我们现在至少可以说这是一个两千年的一个宗教。
And even more so back then, because Christianity was not yet popular.
所以在使徒行传第二章五旬节的时候，然后圣灵降临，然后众人开始说他们的乡谈，用他们自己的方言在开始讲话。
And so when the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost and people started speaking in different tongues,
众人觉得很奇怪，所以这个时候彼得站起来说话了。
They felt strange, and so Peter stood up and spoke.
他说：“以色列人啊，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。”
Verse 22 it says, "Man of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know."
所以神借着耶稣基督在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹的目的是将它证明出来。
And so the purpose for God to show these miracles and wonders through him was to prove that.
And then 他既按着神的旨意先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
And later on in verse 23 and 24, it says, "This man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death."
所以二十三节讲说，他既是按着神的旨意先见被交与人。所以这是在神的旨意当中的。
So again, according to God's plan, he was handed over.
你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
And you nailed him to the cross by the hands of godless men.
也就是说，你们这无法之人杀了耶稣基督，是在神的旨意先见当中执行出来的。
And so this happened under God's plan.
然后二十四节，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
But in verse 24, it says, God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power.
耶稣曾经说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。
And Jesus has said that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will not perish.
所以他这边讲说，因为他原不能被死拘禁，耶稣基督不会被死的权势所困惑困住。
So here it says it's impossible for death to have power over Jesus.
所以这一切讲到的一件事情是在都在神的定旨跟先见当中所发生的。
So all of this happened under God's plan.
然后接下来他就用他说什么？为什么呢？ 因为这是在中文圣经当中没有翻译出来，说因为大卫指着他说。
Later on in the chapter, it says, because David says of him.
那后面这一段呢，就是引用诗篇第十六篇的经文。
And what is quoted here comes from that psalm we saw earlier.
我把它念一遍，我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于动摇，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏，你已将生命的道指示我，我必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
Here it says, I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh will also live in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life, and you will make me full of gladness with your presence.
所以在这里面他就引用了诗篇第十六篇的经文来证明，来说明耶稣基督之所以他不能够被死所困住的原因是，他说因你必不将我的灵魂 撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。这里面的你的我是在讲耶稣基督。So
here, the author quoted the psalm to describe, especially in verse 27, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades. This me or this first person refers to Jesus.
然后他讲说，弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你们说，他死了也埋葬了。
And here it says, brothers, I can confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and he was buried and his tomb is still with us today.
在他们读熟读圣经的人，他们会觉得说，诗篇第十六篇是大卫写的，所以这个应该这里面所说的应该是在讲大卫才对。
So some people might think that because David wrote Psalm 16, it's talking about David himself.
所以他这里说明说，他说先祖大卫的事，他说他死了也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里，表示说大卫死了，而且是被埋葬了，他人依然在他的坟墓当中。And
here it says, David died and he was buried, and his body was still in the tomb.
我们也知道，在耶稣基督复活之后，他看到有见到门徒。 他会用圣经当中指着他所说的话向他们说明白。And
we know that when Jesus appeared to his disciples after resurrection, he would use the Bible passages to describe himself.
所以这个地方对于彼得而言，他们已经得到耶稣对他们特别的一个教导，说这个地方其实不是这个大卫写自己，大卫是为了他将来的他的后裔所写出来的。
So Peter wanted them to know that David is not talking about himself, but rather his descendant.
所以他为什么会这样写呢？第三节，大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
So verse 30, it says, and so because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of Christ.
所以他这里面在讲的就是彼得把这个大卫他怎么会写出这么一段经文来，他做了一个解释。And
so here Peter is explaining why David wrote about this.
因为他讲说神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。And
because God swore to him to raise one of his descendants on his throne.
然后他讲，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。And
in verse 32, it says, this Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
就像我刚刚所说的，门徒见到耶稣复活之后，对他们生命的改变是很不可思议的。And
so it was rather incredible how the lives of the disciples changed after the resurrection.
他讲说：“这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。”
So this Jesus got raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
我们就这样想，如果说我们今天在走在外面说，我说，哎，我昨天看到有人死人复活了，别人会怎么想我是什么样的人？
Now, if I walk down the street and just tell you that, oh, yesterday I saw somebody come back from the dead, how would you think?
所以他在这里大胆的做见证，见证出一件事情是世人基本上不容易相信的事情。
And so here Peter is bearing witness to something that is hard to believe by the world.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。”故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主。
And so here it says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies footstools for your feet. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
他这里讲到说，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
And so this Christ that you nailed to the cross, God has made him both Lord and Christ.
他这一篇讲道让听的人感到扎心。So
this really touched the hearts of those who were listening.
如果你继续往下面看的话，到了第37节的时候，这些人听到以后，他觉得扎心，说我们当怎么样行呢？And
if you read on and later on in verse 37, people responded, "How then shall we respond?"
他们相信彼得的见证，他们知道他们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。Because
they believe in Peter's testimony, and they believe that the Christ who was nailed to the cross is Lord and Savior.
彼得说：“你们当信主。”So
Peter said to them, "You need to believe."
然后当日有3000多人信主。And
so on that day, some 3,000 believed in his name.
所以这段经文基本上告诉我们，旧约当中所预表的耶稣基督已经复活了，然后也事实上在我们的活在我们每个人的心中。And
so here it tells us that the Christ that the Old Testament was prophesying has resurrected and he lives among us today.
所以接下来我们再看一下，他说。 我们看到耶稣的复活印证了耶稣是神的这个事实。Next,
we'll look at how Jesus' resurrection proves that he is God.
刚刚讲的是说耶稣的复活印证了旧约圣经当中对他的预表。And
so we just saw that how Jesus fulfilled the prophecies of the Bible.
事实上，耶稣他在这个复活之前，他的神性跟他是儿子这个身份已经显示给门徒了。
But even before he was crucified, his deity and his sonship were already shown to his disciples.
我们看到在这个马太福音16章的时候，
and so let's take a look at Matthew chapter 16.
当耶稣他行完很多的神迹，然后呢，他到了一个地方，他就问门徒说：“人说我是谁？”
And so after Jesus had performed some miracles, they came to a place, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
然后呢，他们的门徒说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。So
they said, some say John the Baptist, some others say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah the prophet.
这个时候，我们也同时要把我们自己想到，如果在当时在那个世代当中，我们跟随耶稣基督，我们可能是认为说他是一个什么？他是一个认为他是弥赛亚。
So if we were his followers back then, would we think that he was the Messiah?
但他们那个时候所认为的弥赛亚是军事的，是政治的。
But what they had in mind is this Messiah, the Savior, was of a military one.
是一个大有能力，不是在好像一个老师一样这样的一个。
It's not just a teacher.
所以呢，他们讲说，别人这么说。 当然，我相信他们在心灵上，他也会讲说，他可能是先知施洗的约翰，或者是以利亚，或者先知当中的一位。So
even for the disciples, they may have thought that he was John the Baptist or one of the prophets.
但耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”So
Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?"
然后彼得说什么？他说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And so Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那耶稣怎么说？他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的，只是你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
And so Jesus said to him, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以在这个时候，他的神性已经是在被彼得他所知道的。
And so Peter already knew that Jesus was God.
然后接下来呢，这个是在他复活之后，但是他复活之后，不复活之前说的，在复活之后有一个更大的一个改变。And
so Peter said this before the resurrection. But let's see what happens after the resurrection.
耶稣复活之后，他讲说，那十二个门徒中有称为低图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。所以有这么一个门徒，他叫做多马。 那这些人呢？当耶稣复活了，向他们显现的时候，他一开始没见到他。
And so we here look at Thomas, one of the disciples. He was not with the other disciples when Jesus showed himself to them.
然后这些门徒跟他说：“我们已经看见主了。”And
so when the others told him, "We have seen the Lord."
然后他怎么说
？What did he say?
这个大家仔细看，他说。 我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。Here
he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
我们所信的是一个要从心里信的，我们的信是圣灵的感动让我们信的。
You know, our faith is what the Holy Spirit prompts us to believe.
那个时候圣灵还没有降临。But
back then, the Holy Spirit had not yet come.
我们在座不乏工程师这些比较用理性思考事情的人。So
here, there are many of us who are rational, like engineers.
我们会不会也这样想说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他的钉痕，又用手探入他肋旁，我总不信。
So will we respond in the same way that I will not believe unless I can put my finger into his side?
昨天晚上我看到一个电视是 CNN 的 Finding Jesus， 我不知道有没有谁看过这个。
And last night I saw this program on CNN called Finding Jesus.
它里面用各种各种的科学方式去把当初覆盖耶稣基督的一个布来去验证他那个每一个血迹、每一个痕迹的在当时他想还原当初的一个状况。
Through all kinds of scientific methods, they tried to analyze this linen that was supposedly wrapping Jesus' body.
他发现什么肩膀上，他因为扛这个十字架上面有 bruises， 然后他找到很多的东西。
They were able to determine that there were bruises on his shoulders from carrying the cross and so on.
他用各种的科学的仪器去证明那块布是不是在2000年前的一块布。
And they wanted to determine whether this was indeed the linen that was wrapping Jesus' body.
就那个证明失败了。But
it failed.
但是后来有别的证明来证明说那个失败不是因为那个布的问题，而是他的技术的问题。But
then there were other people who determined that the failure was not because of the linen, but because of their technology.
2000年以来，多少的人试着用方法、用科学的方式去证明耶稣。 他是否是否重新复活了？
And so for 2,000 years, people have been trying to determine whether Jesus was resurrected.
但是这里面真正需要的是我们从心里的一个相信。
Here, what's necessary is for us to believe from our heart.
因为我们没有多马这种福气。
Because we did not have the privilege that Thomas had.
他这边讲，过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在。
And here it says, after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them.
而且门都关了，耶稣来站在当中。
And Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst.
我们现在门也关着。
And so our doors are closed here.
耶稣来站在我们当中。
Jesus comes in and stands in our midst.
我们就这样想一下，他讲说，愿你们平安。
And he says, Peace be with you.
然后他说：“伸过你的指头来，摸入我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”
And it says to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here, your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe.
圣经上没有说多马到底戳了没有。
So it doesn't tell us whether he did this or not.
但这边讲多马说，我的主，我的神。
But Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God.
所以这个地方看到说，耶稣基督的复活在门徒面前的显现，是造成门徒从四福音书走到使徒行传的一个很大的一个原则。
And so we see here the resurrection had indeed changed the disciples from being fearful in the Gospels to now.
多马在英文中他是 doubter, 他是一个怀疑者。So
often we call Thomas the doubter.
但是他在这个地方讲说，我的主，我的神。But
here he exclaimed, "My Lord and my God."
所以耶稣基督的复活证明了他的神性跟他的神子的身份。So
Christ's resurrection proved that he is God and that he is the Son of God.
然后接下来还有一个，耶稣的复活完成了神的救恩。And
next, Jesus' resurrection completed the salvation of God.
所以第一个我们刚讲说，耶稣的复活印证了。
So earlier we saw that the resurrection fulfilled the prophecies.
以至于当我们在读旧约圣经的时候，当我们等读整本圣经的时候，我们的心里面是想到一件事情，是我们的弥赛亚，我们的救主耶稣基督。And
so when we read the Bible, we need to keep in mind it's talking about Jesus, our Messiah.
然后呢，耶稣的复活证明了他是神。And
his resurrection proved that he is God.
我们没有必要，不需要再继续在我们的心里面怀疑。
And so no longer do we need a doubt in our heart.
就像我们今天刚刚那个诗歌一样，因他活着，我知道谁掌管明天。Because
he lives, I know who holds the future.
尽管我们生活可以不顺利，尽管我们经常会碰到一些事情不是我们所希望的。And
even though our life may not go the way we want.
但是我们知道我们所信的是谁。We
know whom we put our faith in.
然后接下来我们讲，耶稣的复活完成了神的救恩。
And next, we'll look at how his resurrection completed the salvation of God.
我们都知道，这个神爱世人，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
And we know, for God so loved the world that all that believe in him shall not perish.
这是他的救恩，但是我们实质上有些什么呢？
But let's look at what this means in reality.
在约翰福音那边讲说。 他说，在主耶稣升天之前，他说了一句话。Before
Jesus was taken up to heaven, he said something like this.
他说：“然而我将真相告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。”And
John 16 says, "I tell you the truth; it is to your advantage that I go away." For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
他这里讲的这个 Helper 就是我们讲的圣灵。So
what he calls the Helper is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的目的就是要我们叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。And
the Holy Spirit will come so that we to convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
他在讲，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。And
it says, if I do not go, the helper will not come to you.
所以这里面讲到的一个重点是说，如果他没有复活，保惠师圣灵就不会降下来。In
other words, if the resurrection did not happen, the Holy Spirit will not be given to people.
我不知道在座的有没有时候我们会。 为义、为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
I don't know if you have the experience of judging yourself because of something that's wrong or for righteousness reasons.
我相信这个我们是有的，只是我们不一定顺从它。
And I believe indeed we have experienced this, although we may not always obey that.
但这是神救恩里面很非常重要的一个部分。
But this is a very important element in God's salvation.
Okay. 接下来还有一个。 耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。And
he who was delivered over because of our transgression and was raised because of our justification.
所以这边他也可以或作耶稣是为我们的过犯交付了，是为我们称义复活。
And so he was delivered because of our sin, and he was resurrected because of our righteousness.
我们常在我们的信仰当中，我们知道，也许耶稣基督被钉十字架为我们的罪舍命，是好像还容易相信一点。
So, you know, often we think it's easy to believe that Christ died for our sins.
也可以比较容易理解，然后我们可以，但是我们讲到复活，我们常常会讲复活到底它的意义是什么？But
what is the meaning of the resurrection?
他这里讲的是为我们称义复活。
And here it says the resurrection is for our justification.
让他的复活以至于他的生命活在我们的生命当中，让我们的这一生都走在他的路上面。He
overcame death so that his life can be in us.
所以这个刚刚讲的，我们今天讲的这三点，一个是他的复活证明了这个旧约圣经对他的预表。So
three points today. Number one, his resurrection fulfilled the prophecies.
第二个，他的复活证明了他是神。
Second, it proved that he is God.
然后最后一个, 他的复活让神的救恩得以完全。
And number three, his resurrection completed God's salvation.
所以我们有什么样的应用呢?
And so, how can we apply this?
如果说今天这样一篇信息让大家更多的去思考，他的复活不仅仅是复活节的蛋、复活节的兔。
So, if it makes you consider that Easter is much more than Easter eggs and Easter bunnies.
在加拉太书二章二十节说了一句,
in Galatians chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 20. 那里面讲说, 我与基督同钉十字架, 现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着, 而我今天在, 如今我在肉身活着, 是因信神而活, 祂是爱我, 为我舍己。
It says, I've been nailed to the cross with Christ, and now no longer that I live, but Christ lives with me.
所以如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们今天是活的死人。
And so if Jesus did not come back from the dead, we are still dead.
因为我们已经与他同钉十字架。Because
we were nailed to the cross with him.
所以他的生、他的死都是在我们的生命当中扮演了非常重要的一个角色。
And his life and his death were all very important elements in our lives.
那我们的应用就是说，当我们在刚刚所提到的，我们的生活仍然不是顺风顺水。
And so here, how we can apply this is that even though our life may not go the way we want,
但是我们知道他复活了，他生命活在我们的心里面。
But we know that he is risen, he has resurrected, and his life is in us.
因此我们可以仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And so let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他坐在神的宝座的右边做什么?
So what does he do on the right hand of God?
是为我们做一个辩护。
He will speak for us.
当我们有过犯的时候，我们来到神的面前，他会跟神说，这个过犯是我已经为他死了，这个过犯已经被免除了。
And so when we sin, when we make mistakes, and we come before God, Christ will speak for us and say it is taken care of.
所以我们才能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前。And
therefore we can come before God without fear.
Okay, 好，那我们一起做个祷告。Let
us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。Heavenly
Father, we thank you.
你所差遣的爱子，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。That
you send your beloved son to die for us on the cross.
然后第三天他复活了。And
he was resurrected on the third day.
所以我们能够对于圣经上所预表的话，能够全然的相信。That
we can believe wholeheartedly what is written in the Bible.
我们知道他是神。We
know that he is God.
然后他也完成了神你所赐下的救恩。And
that he has completed your salvation.
以至于我们能够在主你自己的面前成圣称义。So
we can be justified, we can be righteous before you.
谢谢主。Thank
you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.